Hi, I'm Rabbi Dave Felsenthal, and welcome to My World, the world of the rabbi who got rich on Sunday. My goal is to share my hard-earned knowledge and to help people who are like I was 22 years ago, when my life came to a crossroads between living my dreams and giving up on my dreams to face reality. Sure, I've made some spectacular mistakes, but I've also had unbelievable successes along the way. I am living what I like to call, with sincere thanks to the Almighty, my dream life. This episode, Text Messaging, a Tool to Generate Prospects, is the fifth in our mini-series, Generating Leads the Highest Quality for Your Business. Welcome to another episode of The Rabbi Who Got Rich on Sunday, about living the dream through work-life balance. I'm Rabbi Dave, and today we're going to discuss text messaging, a tool to generate prospects. Text messaging story. My father-in-law, who's probably listening to this as he frequently tells me in his unique and loving way, used to be the chaplain at Beth Israel Hospital in Manhattan. He has many great true stories and anecdotes that I enjoy sharing. I want to be clear that this one never really happened and is pretty awful, but it ties in well. Once the chaplain was visiting a patient who was hooked up to many machines, as he walked over to his bed, the patient started having difficulty breathing and was trying to say something to the chaplain but couldn't. He starts gesturing wildly, but the chaplain can't figure out what's wrong, so he presses the call button for help. Then he notices the pen and paper that the patient is pointing to and gives it to him. The patient writes a quick note and hands it to the chaplain, who takes a step back to see it better under the light. As the patient finally starts breathing again and faints from exhaustion, the nurse comes rushing in and thanks to the Almighty, the patient is fine. In all that excitement, the chaplain remembers later the note as he's preparing to go home, and he finds it in his pocket. He reads it and almost passes out himself. What did the note say? You're stepping on my air hose. Short messages can be very important. Sorry. This is a good way to introduce today's topic, which is the number one way to communicate with prospects today: text messaging and social media messaging apps. Text messaging, a tool to generate prospects. More than email or even phone calls, today messaging is the way to go. I always coach that you should communicate with your prospects in the way that is most normal to them. I'm probably among the older people listening to this training, and as I think about it, 80% of the people who start a conversation to lead to a relationship with me successfully do it by messaging on LinkedIn, Facebook, or texting. The number one goal for messaging is to start a conversation. Then get the prospect watching your introduction videos to get to know you. Ask them a question and get them to request something from you. I'm going to share several of my favorite texts in today's training. If you'd like a file with these and more of my most effective scripts, just use the contact me option on my website, therabbiwhogotrichonsunday.com. Let's break this down. Your first message should establish who you are and that you're responding to their request for information. It should be friendly, upbeat, and should ask them to respond with a request from you. Two, this should be followed immediately with a video of you with the same script as the text. Three, the question you ask should be a choice of options, such as, "Hey Misty, it's David. I just saw that you responded to my Facebook ad, 4 Tips for a Worry-Free Life After the Rat Race. This is the real me, not a bot. I'd like to get you the info you're looking for ASAP, but first I have a quick question to know which direction to send you. I'm curious. A, are you having trouble saving enough money to retire? Or B, are you going backward and having more month at the end of the money?" Another example, request and answer. "Hi Steve, this is David. Recently you were online and you responded to a job listing our firm placed for a part-time or work-from-home position. Another opportunity has opened up, and if you're still in the market, text me for details." Text messaging testing. You want to test your messages and tweak one thing at a time until you start getting the response rate you're looking for. Send out test texts to about 20 people. If you're messaging people you know, you should get at least a 30% response. If you're messaging people who just responded to your ads, you should get at least a 10% response. If you're messaging people who are cold leads, at least a 5% response. If you don't get these results, it's time to tweak. Then send out another 20. Taking these action steps will lead to the results over time. So just keep at it and keep tweaking the message until the results start matching. Text messaging tips. texting the same day, preferably with an hour of them responding to the ad. If they sit, they go cold fast. Please use a text service such as Project Broadcast, which is very marketing friendly. Ensure that when these texts are scheduled, the prospect is removed from the follow-ups upon reply. Add a photo to each of these texts, preferably of you or real people for testimonials. Do not send links in texts. Always ask the prospect to respond to get a link, article, video, Zoom inviter, etc. Please use a text service again. Use emojis and send texts in a conversational tone. Be brief. Voice texting, memo, is good too. Always solicit a this or that response. End your text with questions. Only ask one question at a time. Ask permission before you send a person information. Send a follow-up at least once a week. Follow up, follow up, follow up. The fortune is in the follow-up. Text messaging mistakes. Waiting too long for the first text to go out. Saying too much in the text. Asking for the close too fast without establishing a relationship and their pain point. Not following up with the event announcements, training, or thought of you after the initial text went out. Making too many changes and tweaking the text and not allowing enough people to respond before tweaking more so you know if the change worked. Text messaging callbacks. If they call back after you test, just say, "This is whatever your name is. I just missed your call and started a meeting. I called because your original message, whatever that was, if yes, please text me back and I'll give you details. Thanks." If they text that they don't remember, you were returning my call about and restate your original text. If they say they don't know you, say, "I understand. The same way you feel today was the way I felt years ago when I met someone out of the blue. I'll always be glad that I gave that person a chance because that chance meeting changed my life. Now it's your turn to have your life changed. When will you have 5 minutes for a call to get a complete explanation?" Text messaging ghosting. When they answer initially and then stop, it's called ghosting. After the prospect has ghosted you for a week or more, try things like, "Hi, Lacey. Are you still looking for a remote work position? I'm cleaning up my applicant list, so if you have been busy and unable to respond, please let me know if you're still seeking work. Thanks." Or, "I'm looking for an individual who would like to make money from home without interfering with what you're currently doing, with no inventory. If we work together, I can get you high-quality prospects that knock on your door. If I were willing to mentor you, are you comfortable talking to people you don't know?" Last resort messaging if they stop responding totally. "Hi, name. I've reached out for a month, right? I just wanted to say to you why I'm doing this. Maybe you think I'm crazy, but let me tell you something. You expressed interest in whatever it was, so I'm not going to let you down. If you're not interested and want me to stop contacting you, you need to let me know. I'm not going to stop because I'm here to support you. When you join my business, you need to know this. You're going to get the same level of support because I want you to succeed. I'm here for you and hope to hear from you soon." Text messaging additional training and another advanced tool. I've had the honor of working with many experts in text marketing. Here is a free training I like from Smile and Steve Burke, who is a Hall of Famer at messaging. Again, there are many mass messaging apps. My favorite, because it's a very marketing-friendly one, is Project Broadcast. In the next episode, we'll talk about generating leads cross-promoting. For more guidance and tips on living the dream life, go to my website, therabbiwhogotrichonsunday.com, to access content-rich articles and more. You could also access a link to that webpage through the show notes if you're listening to this podcast on any of the popular podcast platforms. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with a friend and make sure to join me each Sunday as I share how the rabbi got rich on Sunday. In the meantime, feel free to check out my website for more information and to schedule a free consultation, therabbiwhogotrichonsunday.com.